A court in Tampa, Florida, may decide who gets the biggest treasure ever salvaged from a shipwreck. The court is studying evidence presented by Spain. It wants to claim some 17 tons of silver and gold coins and other artifacts. They were all retrieved last year from the ocean floor by a Tampa-based company known as Odyssey Marine Exploration. But before you say finders keepers, you might want to listen to this report from Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.
Spain says the treasure came from the Spanish warship Nuestra Señora de las Mercedes, which sank off the coast of Portugal in 1804. There were hundreds of thousands of old Spanish coins and other items such as cufflinks worn by the sailors. The treasure's worth is estimated at $500 million. But the Spanish government's lawyer in the U.S., Jim Gould, says it's not about the value of the find. He says what Odyssey did was immoral and illegal.
If you go to the battle site of Gettysburg and take away the wallets or the cufflinks or the coins in the pockets of the people who died in the service of their country, that's unacceptable. If you go to the site of the battleship Arizona, which has very strong historical parallels to the Mercedes, and take the private effects of the people who died on that ship, you go to jail.
Gould says that just as the sinking of the USS Arizona at Pearl Harbor triggered America's declaration of war against Japan, the British bombardment of the Mercedes precipitated Spain's entry into the Napoleonic Wars.
We know where that ship sank, and we know that this company was at that scene when it was working secretly.
We have found no vessel at this site.
Odyssey's Vice President Melinda McConnell says what they found on the seabed was only a vessel's cargo.
And while Spain is making all these claims that this vessel is, in fact, conclusively the Mercedes, we have no vessel, and we're talking about a claim not to a vessel, but to cargo.
She denies Spain's charge that Odyssey disturbed a gravesite.
If the vessel related to the cargo that we have found is proven to be the Mercedes, since that ship sunk over 200 years ago, it is highly unlikely that we would ever find human remains. And I suspect that their references to a grave site, etc., is made really to inflame the passion of the public.
Spain says its conclusions come from evidence Odyssey was ordered to make available for inspection. That evidence includes coins that were minted in Peru, the Mercedes departure point. For the record, the Ministry of Culture in Madrid rules out the possibility of a claim from Peru, or for that matter, from any other former Latin American colony, on gold shipped to Spain hundreds of years ago. Much of it came on galleons that sailed into the southern Spanish port of Cadiz. One treasure hunter who has researched old cargo manifests estimates that there's more gold off Spain's southern Andalusian coast than in its central bank. Out in Cadiz Bay, a diver from the Andalusian Center for Marine Archaeology surfaces and climbs into a rubber dinghy. Get into the water, Pepe Martí tells the other underwater archaeologists. The visibility is great. They're out on a surveying expedition, but still find a small Phoenician vase about 10 feet down. These archaeologists routinely pick up artifacts they fear may be plundered, though they say shipwrecks should be left undisturbed whenever possible. But their publicly funded operation can only afford a rubber boat and some diving gear. They can only dream of the deep water robot and sonar equipment that the Florida firm uses to plumb the ocean's depths. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.